This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first measure to be signed following extra session.
But I do appreciate the leadership of the Senate. We had a lot of time to debate and compromise.
It worries us that we came down here to attack violent crime, to give the tools necessary to do that, and it turns into more of a soundbite.
House Bill 66 creates the Pretrial Witness Protection Services Fund, one of several individual qualifiers for the extraordinary session that concluded last week. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville handled the legislation in the upper chamber, which was discussed on September 2nd.
Which was identified as one of the top priorities of the mayors and police chiefs in our four largest metros, St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia. This was recommended as a part of the meetings that they had before last session with the governor to deal with the rising tide of violent crime in our cities.
Law enforcement officials believe fewer criminals are going to trial because of witness intimidation.
Far too often, suspects charged with violent crimes walk free because witnesses are afraid to cooperate. This is a fear that no one should have to live with, especially when they can bring violent criminals to justice. The money allocated under the fund, which is subject to appropriation, will be used to relocate witnesses and their families to ensure their safety and security before, during, and after criminal trials.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis points out the Missouri Department of Public Safety will oversee the fund.
Basically, prosecutors are the ones who gather witnesses to testify in a crime. So is the public safety department going to be working in concert with the prosecutors across the state to protect witnesses and present those witnesses for trial?
She also mentions this already exists in state law.
We're adding a whole new chapter to statute. We didn't think about amending that statute. You know, that's what I was thinking. It's like we're trying to do something that we already did that we did nothing with the first time. We didn't do anything with it the first time. So now we're adding this unfunded mandate again to statute. And I'm just, you know, wondering, are we going to do anything with it this time?
Senator Doug Liebla of Poplar Bluff also points out this fund existed in his Senate Bill 1.
But providing law enforcement and the courts with new tools to protect witnesses and combat witness intimidation, I think that's very large.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City worries the extra session was called for the wrong reasons.
One of my biggest worries was we would do a good thing like the witness protection and not fund it.
With an emergency clause, House Bill 66 became law upon the governor's signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.